I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, if I were to ask you how much is 1 plus 1, you would probably answer 2. But in the pet world, sometimes 1 plus 1 can equal a pretty large number if you're talking about animals that are allowed to breed unchecked. Experts say that the average female cat could have 3 litters in 1 year, each with up to 6 kittens in a litter. The average female dog could have about 2 litters per year, but 1 litter could have 8 puppies. That means that one female pet that continues to breed and her offspring that also continue to breed could result in tens of thousands of cats or dogs in just a few years. It's no wonder that around 6 million animals are surrendered to animal shelters in this country every year, and that almost half, or about 3 million companion animals, must be euthanized because there are just too many of them and not enough homes. While it may make you sad to think of all those animals who never have a chance to show someone what great pets they could have been, the saddest part for me is that pet overpopulation is easily prevented. All it takes is for owners to have their female dogs and cats spayed and their male cats neutered. If you think it's too expensive to have your pet fixed, it may surprise you to learn that it costs more to raise 1 litter of puppies or kittens than to have your dog or cat spayed or neutered. If finances are tight and your budget has little room in it for veterinary surgery, check online for lower-cost opportunities in your area. Call your local animal shelter and ask if they can help. Many states, including Alabama, have a low-cost spay-neuter clinic that offers affordable options. You might start by talking with your own veterinarian to see if you can work out a payment plan. This is the right time to get your pet spayed or neutered because this Tuesday is World Spay Day, established to remind everyone of the important role each of us plays in preventing pet overpopulation. Make sure your dog or cat is not contributing to the problem. Become part of the solution so that someday 1 plus 1 really will equal 2 when you're speaking of pets.